Several weeks ago, I asked a question about the specific modalities that a healer might use. And in answering the question, one point you made was that the intent of the healer was very important. I once heard Abraham say something to the effect that that was one thing that the Christ was extremely good at, that he refused to see illness or sickness in anyone. And that was why he was such a powerful healer. If you agree with that statement, is it that the intention that he held, or his will, or the fact that he could see past the purely physical, or something else?
We would perceive that as a level of complexity that engages in many different ways. The vibration, the intent of being a source of truth will always create more powerfully than when it is clouded with doubt or confusion. And so clarity of who you are and what's possible, clarity that is not clouded by doubt, that is not clouded by responsibility, obligation, attachment to what will be received, will always be astounding to you. And so there was a clarity, a knowing. And so the question that would come next is, how do you create that? And the Christ, the consciousness that embodied as Jesus the Christ, brought in a level of vibration, a frequency. That was the agreement. And so as the question was earlier, in deciding what type of person would clear and have resolution, either by focusing on the present or understanding the complexity of what they went through, it is always this that is difficult we see for you, that you believe there is one answer that fits everybody, and it is not your experience on this planet. And so the Christ came in, and there are many Christ energies actually. They come in and they're very focused in a purity of being, a state of vibration that would have great influence, that would ripple out around the world. So it is their intent that they stay aligned to. And that is why we are encouraging you. Pick an intent. Pick the dominant frequency you want to choose who you are from. Choosing who you are means choosing from one intent how you decide to think, how you decide to speak, how you decide to act, how you decide to react, how you decide to tell your history, your present story, and your future story. That would be a clarity of intent if you were to pull all of that together. And we would tell you the easiest, shortest way is question, what would it mean to come from your heart? And so if you truly come from your heart, you would not perceive humans as weak, as disabled, as beyond help. You would see everyone as capable. Not necessarily that you would see people in wholeness and health, but that you would see that they are not wrong. They are not punished. They are not being tested. They are in their own experience of their own contribution, and that you could give to them compassion, faith that they can find their way to have the best possible experience no matter what they are in. And so we would suggest that, again, as you become clear in your intent, your experience of how you show up, whether it is as healer or teacher, as supporter, as friend, as spouse, as child, as parent, you would find that you are of benefit not only to yourself but to others around you. That is the clarity of intent.
Very good. Thank you.